my great pleasure now to introduce you to Tim Noonan. Tim is the Managing Director of Russell Investments in Seattle. He's down here doing a couple of presentations to advisors. Welcome.
Thank you, Phil. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, thank you, and it's great to have you in the studio. Tell me, your message is quite an interesting one. You're saying that, you know, in the retirement savings area, we're facing a major demographic problem and it's got to be sorted really quickly?
Yeah, well, I think that the underfunded nature of the retirement crisis, so to speak, is well understood.
It is a crisis, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's quite clearly a wave that's coming our way. That has been true for some time. I think what is now increasingly in the picture is that we are going to live longer than we think we're going to live. There are a variety of reasons that support the thought that we probably will have a longer life than we have planned for in our conventional approach to financial planning. So if you take the fact that we were already underfunded and we're probably going to live longer than we expect to live, those two things together, that has really been the strategic imperative that I've been responding to for the last 5-10 years. What are we going to do about that?
And so what has to happen? There's a role for regulators in here?
Well, the first thing is you have to recognize the problem and sort of accurately encounter the problem. And that's what regulators are trying to call financial advisors' attention to all around the world.
So all these commissions and inquiries going on all around this issue?
Yeah, that's right.
Trying to quantify it?
I've just come from Australia, and the Royal Commission in Australia has a series of findings that in many ways mirror and echo what's been done in Canada. They're called CRM, now CRM2. What's been done in the United Kingdom, with the Retail Distribution Review originally, RDR. In my country, the Department of Labor rule. In Europe, MIFID, it's the same thing.
Yeah, and so are they trying to scare governments into action, or do the governments already know this?
They're trying to reduce the amount of bad advice. And you know, in some ways, this has appeared to people in our industry as punitive, but in the fact of the matter is, they really want to emphasize that more careful planning, particularly more careful planning around spending and helping people to understand the relationship between their discretionary spending and their financial security or insecurity. That's a really, really important thing to do, particularly for individuals and families who have relatively modest surpluses. They may be able to make it, but only with care. And you think about what your experience is going on the internet within, you know, 3 or 4 clicks. Somebody has presented you with exactly the thing that you need to buy this morning. You know, this is creating more and more difficulty for people to control their discretionary spending.
So what do financial advisors in the industry have to do to make the changes to address this issue?
They have to successfully migrate from what is called in the literature a value capture business to a value creation business. Very simply put, in a value capture business, all the value is in the product. So you as the consumer, you participate in the value of that product by buying the product. A hedge fund is the ultimate example of a value capture business model. Value creation is where the value is defined by the client. In the case of a regular family, that value is in how they define financial security and sustainability, how they replace their income after they're retired, how they create safety, beyond their conventional employment.
So who's going to drive that change? Is it coming from the manufacturing end of the industry, or is it going to come from the advice side?
Like all great changes, it's done through partnership and for people in all parts of the industry to pick up an aspect of the conversation. So, I mean, there are already many, many very astute advisors who have developed models about this, who have developed speaking platforms about this, that have recognized this issue and have moved to the front of their industry as leaders. That is, of course, corresponded with asset management firms who have chosen to look at this as a new product development challenge. So they're part of the partnership as well. Regulators are certainly part of the solution in trying to create higher standards. So I think, you know, it's like any successful change in any industry. It takes the consumer, it takes the manufacturer, it takes the regulator, everyone becoming kind of like-minded on how do we make this better.
So is the change happening fast enough?
I think, Well, I'm an impatient man, so I would say, yeah, I don't think so, right? I mean, I want it to happen last week,
yeah.
But I'm also mindful of the scale of this change. Mm-hmm. And so I think it is happening. Here's how you'll know that it's happening. As the industry becomes progressively less focused on products and progressively more focused on customer outcomes, client outcomes, then that's how you'll see that this is moving in the right direction, so, away from benchmarks and more oriented to sustainability.
So how does a consumer explain their customer outcomes that they're getting from their financial advisors, right?
I think that what most ordinary people should focus on is what are they actually talking with their financial advisors about? If you were to record those conversations and then later play them back and compare the amount of words spoken that were about capital markets or asset class forecasts or benchmarks or something that was sort of more related to money management, that would indicate that the conversations are still largely product focused.
Yes, yeah.
If instead, in contrast, they were more about discovery, it was more about spending, it was more about goals, it was more about a couple's own spontaneous definition of what risk is for them, it was really more related to them.
So it's changing the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this fits, I guess, with this whole concept around sort of financial advisors being coaches rather than product salespeople.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. So that's how it fits together.
Right. And spending more time, the advisor spending more time eliciting from the client what are the acceptable and unacceptable outcomes.
So what's going to happen if we don't make this change in enough time?
Well, there's going to be a lot of sad faces. What will happen is that the baby boomers, who are notorious for their consumption, in fact, if you had to pick one attribute of the boomer generation, it's that they think they can solve problems by buying things. We grew up in front of television sets every 12 and a half minutes, presented with a product that's going to solve a problem. You know, this propensity to think about solving problems through consuming things, this is the psychology that needs to be changed.
You described this as a generational issue and a major social issue.
Well, I think that's what is causing the current to shift from an accumulation. We've had 30 years of individual investors being incented by governments and their employers to save. So huge amounts of money moving into savings. That savings, in turn, largely being invested in capital markets to growth, for growth. So not just the savings, but the savings invested for growth. This wall of money has pushed the market forward for probably almost the entire time that you and I have both been in the business. Now it's moving in the other direction.
Yeah, so it's a massive change which is coming. So can advisors use this to help grow their businesses and attract new clients?
Absolutely.
And if so, how?
Yes, they can, by talking more with their clients about their clients' definition of the problem rather than offering clients a definition of the problem. This is the big change.
Yeah, that's a massive change. And do you think a lot of these people who have been in the industry for a long time can actually do that?
I do. And in fact, there's some wonderful research that we have been delighted to be associated with in this area. There is a paper which was published in the summer of 2015 in the Journal of Financial Planning by a very important researcher, Dr. Jeff Belcora, that explores exactly this question. How do financial advisors alter their, what is known in our business as the discovery conversation, the conversation which is used as me as the advisor and you as the client, where we get to know each other? How is this discovery conversation shaped to be optimal? And I would really strongly encourage financial advisors who are interested in this topic to read that paper.
I think I'll go and read it myself.
Please, I'll send you a copy myself.
Yeah, look, I'd appreciate that. Look, thank you very much for your time, Tim. It's great to have you in the studio and also in New Zealand, and I look forward to listening to you later today as well.
Phil, it's a delight, and I'm glad to participate in what you're trying to do to improve the industry. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Cheers.